As we enter the Word of God, we hear from Ecclesiastes that all is vanity. And of course, I had the opportunity to visit the skin doctor this week. All is vanity. Here we are. All is vanity. No makeup. Sorry. This is what it is. You see it. It is what it is. And that really is part of the invitation of the Word of God to us. That the stuff of life in the end is really about heaven. It's really about heaven. In St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, he brings us right here to the baptism font. And he says, it's here that we have died with Christ and risen with him. And that our focus is on the resurrection. Our focus is on life eternal. And not the things of this world. And he actually goes into a list, and I'm not going to go through the list, you heard it. But he says to us, save the treasures of heaven. Save the treasures of heaven. That brings us into the gospel today. And St. Luke really powerfully has Jesus saying to the people that, you know, you really need to lay your lives in the life of God. Put your life in the hands of God. And that greed of any kind is really idolatry. And that we are really called to be a people of heaven. People of heaven. I remember a friend of mine told me he had surgery. And he said that it was a serious surgery, and there came a point during the surgery in which they weren't sure whether he was going to live or die. And he said, this is one of those moments where he was out of the body, literally floating over himself. And he said there was a presence that came to him, and it was a light presence, a light. And the light kept urging him, saying, what have you done with your life? What have you done with your life? Now the light wasn't saying, what have you done with your life? That's not what the light was saying. He said the light was saying, what have you done with your life? It was an invitation. It was an invitation. And of course, you know how the story worked out. He survived. And he was able to talk to me and tell me that moment of his life. Well, in many ways, that's what St. Luke is saying to us. What have you done with your life for the kingdom of heaven? What treasures are you storing up? And are they treasures of heaven or are they treasures of earth? Having done thousands of funerals over the last 50 years almost, I can tell you no one has taken anything with them. No one. And the same will be true for us, except the treasures we have stored up in heaven. And those treasures are really about joy. The joy of Jesus Christ in our lives. The joy that he's risen from the dead in our lives. And that he loves us that much to die on the cross. It's about love. It's about peace. I remember my father, I used to ask him, of course, what do you want for Christmas? And he said, peace. And I said, Dad, I'll be right back to give you peace. Really the peace of heaven, peace of heaven. Each of our candidates for the permanent diaconate, the work that you are being called to do is a work of service. But in the end, it's a work of love. It's a work of love in Jesus Christ. And you will have the rare opportunity of being able to open the treasure box of heaven through baptism and marriage. And assisting at the altar, and assisting at funerals, you will be open to the love of Jesus Christ in a way that you haven't seen yet. Thus we have these years of preparation for you, that you are now freely entering into as you declare yourselves as candidates for the permanent diaconate. Imagine sharing the joy of Jesus Christ with a family that has just had a baby. Imagine sharing the joy of Jesus Christ with a couple who's holding hands together and want to celebrate the sacrament of marriage together with rose-colored glasses on. And imagine being there with a family who's losing a loved one. And the Lord is calling them home and to help them to be able to enter into the love of Jesus Christ, even in the midst of the loss and the sorrow. Because he's there. He's very much there. We enter back into the readings, which tells us very much to really hold to the treasures of heaven. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everything else is a distraction. Everything else. Let his love touch you, bless you, and lift you up in his life forever. That's an amen.
Amen.
Try again.
Amen.
You got it.